4:53 a.m. South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Saturday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Yes, my wonderful listeners, yes. 19 days left for the holy blessed month of Ramadan. Today is the 11th of Sha'ban, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected teacher, senior, Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Sha'ban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, and verses number 54 and verse 55. So chapter 25, verses 54 and 55. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is showing us how important the family structures are, and today's new world order, the reset, and whatever other fancy name they want to give, they want to very really destroy this family structures. And you see what is happening in the world today. So Almighty Allah states, وَهُوَ الَّذِي, and He alone is the Supreme Being, خَلَقَ, He created. Only Almighty Allah can create. No professor, no doctor, no scientist, no government can create. Create means ensoulment must take place. You have to put life in that object, in that thing there. Who can do that? Till today, no scientist, no professor can tell you what refers the soul, the spirit, the ruh. It refers to what? Nobody can tell you. Almighty Allah mentioned this a million years ago already in Alam Arwah and so forth. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That of knowledge you have been given very little, and that is with regard to the soul and the spirit. Chapter 17, verse 85. So Almighty Allah made it clear, human being, everything of ours is limited. We might think that we are very, very intelligent, intellectual, but remember that Almighty Allah made clear, لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابَا. You can't even create, nor today, nor tomorrow, nor another million years. One single fly also you cannot create. Chapter 22, Suratul Hajj, verse 73. Because the ruh, the soul, and the spirit has to be inserted into that creation. So how are you going to do that? So Almighty Allah, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَا, that He alone created from that semen and that sperm, بَشَرَى, this human being. Not only created him, but made him the masterpiece of his creation. Everything in this world and universe is for our benefit. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا, and He Almighty Allah created for your benefit here on this earth whatever you see. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 29. So just look at the Quran. It was, it is the greatest encyclopedia, the greatest constitution, the greatest scripture. Call it whatever you want to, and no addition, no omission, no interpolation, because because Almighty Allah made a system. Millions of people have by heart memorized it in the original language, and no other scripture enjoys that. They all are corrupted by their clergy, by their rabbis and their scholars. So He, Almighty Allah, created us, human beings, from that semen and sperm. Thereafter, فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا, He gave us a nasab, a lineage. I say Abdul Qadir bin Ismail, the son of Ismail. Mauna Arafat says Arafat bin Ibrahim. So like that, each one of us has one set of parents. Only one father, one mother. There's no such thing as two fathers and two mothers. All that are satanic, you must remember, occult system, satanic system, got no place in Islam. Then we grow up, we 18, 20, 25, whatever. فَجَعَلَهُ نَصَبًا وَسِحْرًا. After our biological ties, then Almighty Allah gives us وَسِحْرًا, our in-laws. We get married and we have a father-in-law. We have a mother-in-law. The father-in-law is not the law. The mother-in-law is not the law. The wife is the law. So remember that. We know that in many instances. So you, my parents, you, my seniors and grandparents, you worried, concerned, and rightly so, about your children, grandchildren that are not married. So you must remember that. Read this verse here, chapter 25, verse 74, abundantly. Inshallah, Allah will give your children, grandchildren, wonderful spouses. Just I digress for a minute. Yesterday I was at Wits University. There are four youngsters there I met, you know, three of them Hafiz, mashallah, and they got beard and what, you know, you will think they're small time Mulanas, you know, but everyone is excelling in their studies, and I was telling them, you guys must get married, I'll announce for you guys. So mashallah, any one of you who have got daughters and you want these youngsters, mashallah, just contact me later, just send me a WhatsApp, leave contacting me 071-888-1184, and then we can pursue the matter further. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا, and your sustainer, nourisher, has the power over everything and anything. Now what do people do? They leave the supreme being and they go and worship idols. They go and worship creation. They go and worship people. Can you believe that in the 21st century? وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and they go and worship besides Almighty Allah. مَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ, that which cannot cause them benefit. How can it cause them benefit when the birds come, animals come, urinate, defecate on them? وَلَا يَدُرُّهُمْ, cannot cause them harm. So all of you who are worshipping idols, worshipping creation, one creation, worshipping another creation, I mean, let us be honest about this. There's only one creator, and the only creator is only worthy of worship. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, truly there's no deity not worthy of worship except Him, Almighty Allah جل وعلا. And there's only one international global messenger for all times, all places. Chapter 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe. وَكَانَ الْكَافِرُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ ذَهِيرًا. Now look at this. The person who's a non-Muslim, he's aiding, abetting, helping against Almighty Allah. Allah gave us food, He gave us oxygen, He gave us eyes, ears, our anatomy, but instead of showing gratitude to Him, we go and show gratitude to the idol, we go and show gratitude to the king, we go and bow down in front of human beings. How can that ever be justified? So Islam is the only religion on the face of this earth that teaches us through monotheism. لَن نَرْكَعَ لِأَحَدٍ وَلَن نَسْجُدْ لِأَحَدٍ, we will not bow down to anybody, we will not prostrate to anybody. So that brings us to our lesson. وَكَانَ الْكَافِرُ, the non-Muslim, عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِ, against his sustainer who's nourishing him, sustaining him. Therefore, when the plane is about to crash, they will start shouting, oh God, oh Lord. When the boat is supposed to sink, then they remember the creator. Otherwise, they're worshipping giving somebody else something else. Zahira, a helper and assistant. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi. O Muslim, every day read this dua. O Almighty Allah, I seek your protection from kufri and blasphemy, wa shirki, polytheism, idol worship, wa nifaqi, and hypocrisy. Let's take you to news, views, interviews, local, national, international. All this, you jutlas, are you listening to me, my jutlas? Listen carefully. Jutla means Jew. So, Smotrich is a war criminal. Smot, if the Arabs wrote it, the Muslim wrote it, you can tell me it's biased. This is written in your editorial of the Haaretz newspaper. What you have to say about that? The Smotrich finance minister is a war criminal. He said Hawara must be erased and wiped off the face of this earth. These are the haramis, remember that. Bibi has ruined Israel. He thought he's too clever. In 2 months, 2.5 months, that government is almost finished. Another harami, Ben Gwer, the terrorist, he said tough steps will be taken against the protesters. Tonight, after sunset, after the Sabbath, we say Sabbath in English, they say Sabbath, the 9th consecutive week, remember that there will be hundreds of thousands, inshallah, of Israelis protesting against the jutlas. We make dua. Allahumma shattid shamlahum, Allahumma dammir diyarahum, Allahumma khalif baina qulubihim sufufihim ya rabbal alameen. Now look at the small lighty. That's all we can call him. Bibi Netanyahu's lighty, his small boy, Yair, Bibi. So Bibi's son, Yair, I think he only got one child. He says that these are not protesters, these are only terrorists, remember this. And again, it's written there in the Haaretz, America can't keep on writing a blank check for Israel, you know. United Nations say there must be accountability for what happened there in Hawara. The settlers must be arrested. You heard, Jutlas? The world is waiting for you. You got no credibility left because you are not a chosen nation. You are a cursed nation. There in Palestine, next to Aqsa, not far from there, in Al-Quds al-Sharif, Jerusalem, 4 people wounded, 8 arrested in the Sheikh Jarrah protest. All this there. Then we come to France and Angola. Macron is out begging here in Africa. So now they want to cut deals between France and Angola regarding agriculture and regarding oil. You Christians, you'll better have a good look at yourself, you know. If you just go to the world media and you just Google it, what do they happen and regarding pedophilia? The priest is busy, you understand, with the young boys, because they say they must practice on celibacy. So now they can't find a parking, so now they park there with the boys. You must remember this. And they harass them, molest them, sexually assault them. So now the world is saying the church must be held responsible, and this pastor, priest, whole lot of them must be held responsible for pedophilia. Therefore, I told you that this system of your peoples, the monk can not get married and the nun cannot get married. So this monk and nun, they get busy. You see, you have the sexual urges. Then you see some monkey business going on. Hungary says no decision still taken to move the embassy to Jerusalem. United Nations diplomat to meet the Iranian president. They say Iran has reached 90%. So very good if they reach 100% also. If Israel, the harami, has the right for nuclear bombs and all that. So why Iran must not? Just explain that to me. 3 things I want to tell you locally. See, we Muslims, non-Muslim, all of us, we all need to know we're in the same boat. South Africa is not a safe country, right? Few days ago, there was a pamphlet circulating, a notice circulating, a lady, Muslim lady, we didn't know where her whereabouts. Her name, Firdaus Fakir. And then she was found there in Lanesia South, not very far from here, and dead, you see. Now imagine that a Muslim lady, I don't know the circumstances, Muslim or non-Muslim, it doesn't matter for this case here. you need to be extremely careful. You must remember, nighttime you're prowling the streets alone, you're going here and there and so forth. You need to be extremely careful. Our mosque are under attack. You know what happened in Benoni, in Actonville, I mentioned to you. So to you, especially my sisters, all of us, but especially my sisters, in humanity, be extremely careful where you're moving around. The criminals are becoming brazen because, you know, our law enforcement are very weak. We all know that. So that's one story. Second story, the ANC has taken the traitor and served papers on him, and they said he must come to court and he must spill the beans. Which minister are involved in sabotage or in bribery or self-enrichment? So I don't know what the traitor is going to do. Will he appear? Will he skip the country or not? And again, I repeat, those of you who want good son-in-laws, inshallah, that wala uzakki alallahi ahad, Allah knows best, but to me they look like good boys. There are three Indian guys, one African guy. The African guy, I know him for very long. Tawfiq, I call him my secretary. So mashallah, that any one of you want your daughters to get married to these boys, to these youngsters. I call them boys because they're my sons, you know. So mashallah, good youngsters, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala give you, your children, good spouses, inshallah.
Ameen. Mufti, you say must excel in studies, but another Maulana says you can't make du'as for those in university, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You see, you like to twist things. You must remember that. When the Mawlana said we can't make dua for the people in university and that, it means when you go and study haram sciences, like actuarial sciences, you see. Yesterday, I was at Wits, and when I came back late after 4 o'clock, I had lunch 4:30 around there. So with my acne story. So now, this is what happens. Your daughter, right? Muslim daughter. She's studying there, actuarial science. And then they make groups and all that. So she is the only Muslim lady studying there, in that group there. And then there are 10, 8 non-Muslims there. Everybody wants her phone number. And she says, I will not give you the phone number. So they start telling her, you're a racist. So you understand what I'm getting at now? So they are going to cause so much damage to your daughter, to your sister, and so forth. Is it fair for you to put your daughter through all this trauma and all these problems and all that? Think properly what you are doing. Therefore, we rule in this day and this age for our daughters to go physically to the university and all that is haram and is right. You mustn't make dua for them. So you must remember, Islam says, we're not against their education. You want to study? Study. Study those sciences that are permissible and study via correspondence. We got no problem with that. So put everything, my brother, in the context, and not, you must remember, twist everything. That is hypocrisy and double standards.
I see Matthew says, why does the US worry more about Iran while 15 of 19 people who hijacked the plane on 9/11, they were from Saudi Arabia? Disgrace on you guys, AK. Matthew, Ustad.
Matthew, you got your whole story upside down. You see, Matthew, you listen to the mass media. Matthew, be honest with me. You answered this question. Did you take a vaccine or not? Just answer yes or no. I'm telling you, you took a vaccine. Why? Because the media told you. Therefore, you are also gone bonkers. You must remember that. You can't think straight anymore. You must remember that you took one on your right shoulder.
He says, I did Pfizer.
Yeah, there's it there. Therefore, you can't think straight, Matthew. I'm telling you, you can't think straight. Come, I give you three facts. When 9/11 took place, go and study what the owner did few months before that. He went to reinsure that building, you must remember that, for million more dollars and so forth. This is irrefutable fact. One. Two, there were 2,000 Jutlas and Jews or so who did not appear, did not come, you must remember, to work that day. So who is responsible if it's not the Jutlas and the Jews and so forth? Two. Three. Go put that whole video of yours on slow motion and go and see how that building, the Twin Towers, fell. If a plane hits it, you must remember that it will never fall like that. Inside, it was packed with explosives and those things there. You mean to tell me these Saudi Arabian clowns, you trying to tell me that these guys there can pull off a job like this? So they should be ruling the world, not begging the world. So you must remember this. This was a proper inside job. Shame on you, Matthew, for taking a rooster and a booster. Therefore, you can't think straight, Matthew.
So, Ustad, if a couple do hanky-panky while fasting, how do they make qadha for the fast? Can they pay kafara, Ustad?
You must remember this. One day, a youngster came. First, a sheikh came, elderly person, like me, you see, you know, 50, 60, like that. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can I touch my wife? Meaning that I just, you know, give her a peck on the neck or something. So the master, rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fa adina lahu, gave him permission. Then came a shab, a youngster came, just newly married, and so 20 years old, for example. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O messenger, peace be upon you, can I touch my wife and do some business? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no. Falam ya'adhan lahu. If it's today's world, they will say, how can you have two separate verdicts for the same issue? Don't you see the wisdom that old man knows when to stop? And this youngster will go right through. So today is Saturday. So we use today. So now, Matthew, the two Muslims are fasting, husband and wife. So now, this Saturday afternoon, they say, let us now rest. We're tired. We woke up very early, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and to pray and so forth. So they said, good idea. So one slept on the right flank, one slept on the left wing. And they said, social distancing. But you know, it's a husband-wife relationship. Now they start gravitating towards one another. After the social distancing, then he, the husband, gave his wife a vaccine in Ramadan, in the fasting month. So then both parties are guilty of a major, major sin for desecrating the sanctity of Ramadan. And you must remember this, that now one qadha is compulsory and the kafara, the penalty, is 60 consecutive fasts. And you, the lady, your menses will come in between. You don't worry about that. During your menses, you can't fast. And after that, when you're 100% clean, you take your bath, your ghusl, which is mandatory, compulsory, and you continue fasting. So remember, 60 consecutive fasts for desecrating the sanctity of the month of Ramadan. Payment will not suffice. You must be clear on that issue. Therefore, O husband, O wife, you want to do some hanky-panky business because lot of khajur and lot of dates and makes your heart a little bit horny. So you must remember that. Do all your business at night. You understood? And remember that when fasting time starts and you are still napak, you are still junub, you're still in ceremonial impurity, you still need a bath, your fast is still valid. Inna al-janabat Allah tunafi sawm. To be in the state of ceremonial impurity, husband-wife relationship, then that will not impact negatively on your fast. Your fast is valid. Yes, as a precaution, suhari time, suhoor time, before expiry time, go and guggle your mouth properly. Go and insert water in your nose and so forth. Then when you have to take a bath, you don't have to do that. So everything, there's an easy solution. So remember that. Why must you get busy daytime? So it's fasting. Fasting means al-imsak, to abstain. Abstain from eating, drinking, husband-wife relationship. So that is to make manifest our love for Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, we imbuing, inculcating the angelic qualities, and we're leaving the satanic qualities. So it's a training and self-discipline and self-purification process.
I see the listener says, I've been following you every morning with your international news. All the other daily news radio stations, they are full of lies, AK. My name is Kennedy. I want to know, Is NATO giving equipment or selling it to Ukraine? Yes or no? Ustad?
100% they're giving them, and there's a proposal that they must sell to them as well. You must understand. Thanks for the compliment, nevertheless. I told you, there's so much propaganda because they know every day an idiot is born. Do you know that? Do you know every day there's some fool will believe them and so forth? And they got, they are not. They are prostitutes and they are prostitutes. Prostitute is a lady who sells a body for her, you know, sexual gratification and what have you. These guys have to carry the story what their leader tells them, follow the Pied Piper. They can't speak the truth regarding Palestine. Show me how many of them can say publicly Smotrich is a war criminal, Benjamin Netanyahu is a war criminal, Ben Gvir is a war criminal. How many of them can say that? They all fear. They fear the Jewish lobby, they fear AIPAC, and they fear so many people. So nevertheless, as my brother Kennedy, that the whole thing is this. One side you got Israel. Israel is crumbling. You see, I told the Jutlas, they took my advice. I say, go in the big queue and start taking out your second passport. Second one is, they wanted a Ukraine, such a Ukraine that will become a launching pad for NATO, America, and all of them, Europe, and they will attack Russia. But Putin is a big harami. He put them properly in their place. He knocked the whole Ukraine to pieces, whether it's Kiev, or whether it's Bakhmut, or whether it's Mariupol. Whatever you want, how many cities can places there? Now the whole. You take that Sunak, that Indian rich, you understood? They can't even sell more than 2 or 3 tomatoes to their people per person in Britain, remember that. Supposed to be Great Britain, it became a lousy Britain, remember that. Your America is finished, you must remember that. The biggest country that has debts in the whole world is America. Trillion dollars. The debts are going on for 200 years. So my brother, they wanted to make this a launching pad, and then they failed miserably, so they have meeting after meeting, because the inflation is running 9-10% already in France and in Britain and all these places. So they're helping them, because this is a proxy war between Russia and America, and Russia is getting the hell out of them. Let me be honest with you, therefore we like Putin. You must know, Kennedy, in life which horse to bet on. Not the horses in the July handicap, the horse you must remember, yeah, in the political arena. Therefore, I told you, Kennedy, me, I never voted ANC, and I'll never vote ANC.
Kennedy says, you my man.
we make you the captain.
Ustad Ezekiel says, will the world ever forgive Russia?
For what? You must remember that every major country committed war crimes. America never committed war crimes. They murdered over 1 million people in Iraq. And Jutli, you must remember that what she said. She said that Secretary of State, you must remember, yes, it is worth it to kill 500,000 children. Israel, every leader who came from David Ben-Gurion till Bibi, everyone a war criminal. Occupation is terrorism. And how many innocent children they murdered and killed. During Ariel Sharon's time, they used to say, shoot one bullet and kill two. They used to target the pregnant ladies. You must remember. They say when a Palestinian is born, he's born a terrorist. So these are the haramis. So why must Russia alone? You, the white man here in South Africa, with your apartheid, mustn't you apologize to the world? So you must remember that P.W. Botha never apologized. So you must remember that. Then Australia has to apologize. New Zealand has to apologize. Every American leader has to apologize. So it's not one. You must, Madeleine Albright was that lady's name, Secretary of State. What a legacy she left behind. Such a legacy that she's a murderer of 500,000 children in Iraq. But to you white men and white people, I don't don't say all, but I'll definitely tell you majority, you got no concept and you got no feeling for the non-white. The black people can die in Africa, so what? So the Indian people can die in India, the Kashmiris can die, Palestinians, Arabs can die. To you, it doesn't mean much. Few of you, yes, but majority white, it doesn't mean. You want your white hegemony, you want your white rule, you must remember that. That is the whole new world order. So don't come talk about apology of Russia. If Russia must apologize, all you whiteys also have to apologize. So remember for the murder mayhem you caused in Libya, in Syria. In the past 30 years, go and see how many wars, 30, 40, 50 years, America carried out, Vietnam, Iraq, Syria, all that, Palestine. Who's supporting the Jutlas and the Jews there? America is supporting them the most. And with the veto, you must remember that. So my brother, they are much more guilty compared to Russia.
I see Sifiso says, do you know the anthem of South Africa? A.K. Sifiso.
Sikileli. Which one you want? A.D. Blow fan on Sayamal. A.D. Deepster fan on Sayamal. So I went to school, brother. But we forget all these things here. I know the Afrikaans one and I know now, but I only know one line. So we forgot the rest. You see, my brother, I'm a South African. What you think?
Sifiso, Ustad, listen to this one, Ustad. As a Middle Easterner listener, what is your view on Israel? How much of it do you think is affected by your government, Ustad?
So you must remember that after, when we had the white rule, then it was a triangle. The triangle was Washington, Tel Aviv and Pretoria. So you must remember P.W. Botha and them, they said themselves. They said that we are running South Africa just like Israel were vis-a-vis with the Palestinians. How the Palestinians are second-class, third-class citizens. So here in South Africa, the non-whites will be second-class, third-class. So if the world is not objecting on Israel, for what they must object on us? That is exactly the point I'm just telling you. So you must remember that was the ties that time. Now with the democratic government, they have shown Israel plenty lessons, and rightly so. They said your rugby team is not allowed here. They told them that your apartheid policy in Israel is unacceptable. So they're going according to the right trajectory. But you see, the problem comes when money comes in. Then the corruption starts because the money is sweeter than honey. So you must remember, we say they must go one step further and they must sever all ties. You see, Hugo Chavez, Venezuela, what he did? He told the Israelis, you go to hell. We got nothing to do with you. So that is what you must see. Lula and all of them, they tell Israel straight. So those are the people. We don't want the people to be like those Arab tenpot dictators. So you must remember Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Jordan, Egypt, all this Morocco, they're building ties and all that. That is stabbing us in our backs. You must remember that. Israel is a failed state. Remember that. And now, tonight, again, you will see over 100,000 people will be marching. Ben Gvir and his police, the police are very reluctant to act against the Jew. But what can they do? You must remember. So now the Papa Khan dance, Jew versus Jew. So we are sitting as the observers. So, and what you going to say, Jutla? Didn't I tell you, you haramis? See now how you're going to fight. Skopskit and Donner tonight again. We are the observers and Onsal Netsin. What Khan An? You see, we're going to be the spectators.
Somebody says here, I took my daughter out from school, Mufti Saab. She has fallen in love with another, with a girl. My daughter says, it's okay, mommy. What is this LGBTQ? I'm taking the school to court. A concerned Muslim mom, Ustad.
You don't have to take the school to court. You must blame yourself. You must remember this. This is the problem with our Muslim parents. You must remember this. That we live in denial. Who is to blame that you sent your daughter to that school? Who is to blame when your daughter fell in love with another girl and she has the audacity still to say what is wrong with it? Who brought the TV and the internet and all the movies in the house? What they see, that is how they shape their destiny. When they see Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. So you brought all these things in your house. For what you want to take the school? If they call me to give evidence, I'll give evidence against you. So you must remember, I'll say, you the criminal, not the school. So you must remember, when we told you, don't send them to school, don't send them to university, and so forth. Yesterday, these same youngsters, I had Q&A for 1 hour. I said, pour your heart to me, and ask any question, don't take anybody's name. So they gave me. They say that you know how toxic the society is, the environment is. So these are youngsters, boys. So what about the girls and so forth? You must understand. That's why I go there. They want that advice. They can't speak to you. You're only interested in your daughter and your son getting a lousy matric certificate, which is not worth the paper on which it's written. You are only worried your son and daughter must get a lousy degree. Never mind, they can become murtad. If your daughter tells you what is wrong in LGBT and she's justifying it, she goes out of the fold of Islam. Understand what you are doing, brother. Forget all that court case business of yours. Take a good look at how good were you as a parent. That is what you must be worried about. Cry, my brother. Allah is giving you a second chance. That you must remember. Start ta'aleem in your house. Bring Islamic morals and values in your house. Allah guide us. Allah protect our children. We're living in difficult times. Believe you me. Certain things I can't even speak on the radio. Leave non-Muslims what our Muslim children are doing today. Allah protect us. Allah ta'ala have mercy on
one
us.
More question, Ustad.
Last one, G, quick.
I think there's a sister that messaged you yesterday, Ustad. Regarding that she went to this organization or Jamiat, and the Maulana told her, why don't you sleep with me, Ustad?
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. I told that lady, she sent a message to Maulana Arafat. Maulana Arafat sent it to me. I said, we can't comment. I want all the details, which organization, who's the Maulana who made all that comments and all that. And then we will take it up. You must remember, if you give us all the details, I myself will take it up. You must remember that. How can you as a lady go to any organization, Jamiat or whoever, and then the Maulana there tells you that you sleep with me and all that. Obviously, this is abuse. You must remember that. So cases like this, if we have concrete evidence, believe you me, we will name them and shame them 100%. In Islam, we can't allow these type of things, that we pray, P-R-E-Y, on the poor people. We got zakat. When a lady comes for help, you say, no, you must sleep with me, then I'll help you. Who in his right mind can allow things like this? So that's an indictment upon us. And therefore, we leave it open so that we must know the crimes within our society. This ostrich mentality don't work. Let me be honest with you. And you parents, stop living in denial. Say, yes, my son is guilty. Say, my daughter is guilty. Then you will solve the problem. Allah have mercy on us, guide us, protect our iman. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.